MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting with John Anderson, Managing Executive at Sanlam Corporate Investment. John, appreciate the early morning time. The 45th Sanlam Benchmark Survey. Give me a quick sort of highlight of what the survey is, how you conduct, and what you're looking at.
Thanks so much, Simon. Really appreciate it. So this is the 45th year of the Sanlam Benchmark Survey. So, and I think the idea is to try and provide a gauge of what's happening in retirement funds and to see what the trends are over time. So what we try to do is we interview funds, so the principal officers, trustees of retirement funds, standalone funds, as well as umbrella funds. And then there's also a survey that's done with individual members, both before retirement and after retirement. So it gives you a comprehensive picture of what's happening at a trustee level, employer level, as well as for members of these funds.
Okay, so I mean, really, the whole top to bottom, which is really great, and then obviously some really awesome data coming out of it, and some of it. I mean, one of the top line stories is around when we start to think about retirement and when we start to get help for retirement. And to my mind, both of those perhaps happening a little late. Maybe the thinking not so much, although, I don't know, we should, in an ideal world, be thinking about retirement in our first job. Maybe I'm being overly optimistic. But also we turn to help and the experts perhaps too late in the process as well.
No, that's right. And it's coming through in the survey results with a lot of people saying people at retirement wishing that they had started earlier in the process. And I think people saying generally they wish they'd started at age 35, whereas in reality, people generally only start that last 5 years before their retirement. They start actively engaging with retirement planning, what to do. But unfortunately, that's often too late. So you need to start a lot sooner. And that's really what, where the industry needs to also assist employers and funds starting earlier.
Yeah, I get the point. I mean, it's on the individual, but I think that, as you say, the industry as well perhaps can do something there. A number that stood out to me, 60% are supplementing income in their retirement. And I thought, hey, that's pretty cool. Side hustle, that number's up from 47% a couple of years ago. But the flip side of that is perhaps rather than them sort of doing side hustles and having some sort of casual work in retirement, maybe it's more about financial stress that they're seeing in retirement.
That's right. We're seeing quite a few people, there's more people indebted in retirement coming through the pensioner survey. So they're carrying their debt into retirement more than they had before. Some other research also confirms that, where we're starting to see people in retirement. Typically, you expect, debt to be paid off. That certainly was historically the case. But that's no longer the case. More retirees are financially stretched. And the other thing is that, medical costs are an important aspect in retirement. Yet people are going to lower medical, healthcare options or abandoning them entirely because they can't afford it. So that period in retirement, a lot more pressure, and it's because of affordability. But that then starts when, again, 20, 30 years before retirement, saving sufficiently, investing appropriately, preserving your money, etc. So that you don't get into the issues that we are seeing post-retirement.
100%, and particularly on medical, and I think that's something, as we age, obviously our medical is just going to cost us more. The other standout for me is Generation X, which is, I'm squarely in the middle of that. That's the 46 to 61. In other words, this is the cohorts who are sort of starting to approach retirement. This is peak earning years for them, but also in many cases, it is often peak financial strain. They've got kids they're helping out. They've potentially got parents who they're helping. And of course, it is just tough being a consumer out there. Rather than, they are on peak earning, but they're also, in many cases, I suspect, under some peak financial stress.
No, that's right. And as you say, that's typically the area where people are supporting children as well as parents. But then it's you can see it coming through in other areas. So we're also seeing that people are, turning to gambling to try and supplement their income. So it's not just for entertainment purposes. It's actually because of financial stress and trying to supplement income. And a lot of them actually, that then results in additional financial stress, which that's also the cohort of people that are, the largest in the workplace. And that then results in, productivity issues at work. We're seeing it in absenteeism, mental health, which then affects your premiums, and also your medical scheme costs as well. So a lot of challenges, and there's a lot of the, again, I think providing assistance through workplace wellness programs, trying to alleviate some of those problems, because I think employers can play a very meaningful role in assisting and supporting people in that age bracket.
Yeah, and again, a disappointment. It's the individual, but I think you're right. The funds, the employers, they can certainly assist. And in what is, to be clear, something that is at many times challenging. It is tough being a consumer out there. We'll leave it there. John Anderson, he's a managing executive at Sanlam Corporate Investments. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.